A dance party is breaking out in Hemming Park right outside Jacksonville City Hall following the vote. Rudy Alcantara and Robert Terrell are in tears. Alcantara says he and his partner are coming up on their 25th anniversary.
First time coming down here in the past. We've waited a long time for this. So long for this. And look at this. But it validates us. It validates us. It's beautiful.
Inside City Hall, sponsor of the bill, Aaron Bowman, is tearing up himself after the vote.
This is a great opportunity, people, to think now going, why have I held these prejudices? And maybe I shouldn't be doing that anymore. So I really think this is going to strengthen our community.
It's the third time a similar bill has gone before council in 5 years. The new law adds sexual orientation and gender identity to a list of already protected characteristics like race and religion in housing, hiring, and public accommodations. The legislation passed with two amendments. One made it more clear that along with churches and religious schools, some religious nonprofits will also be exempt from complying with the new law. The other ensures violators can't be punished with jail time. The bill passed 12-6 with Councilwoman Katrina Brown a no-show at the vote. Of the no votes, Councilman Bill Gulliford has been among the most vocal. He offered two amendments that failed. One would have put LGBT discrimination on a ballot for the public to vote. The other would have excluded transgender people from the law.
I'd submit to you that if you had polled this body 20 years ago, they probably wouldn't believe that we'd be debating and discussing and voting on this issue tonight.
After the vote, Mayor Lenny Curry issued a statement saying he doesn't believe the law is necessary, but he would not veto it. He returned the bill unsigned, making it automatically become law. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.